This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. Most everyone knows that we do have a Jefferson Parish Council District race in District 1, and we are joined by Andrea Manuel, who ran first in the first primary with 5,722 votes. She was followed by Timothy Kerner Jr. with 5,648, and they will meet in the general election runoff on Saturday, May 3rd. 2025, so make sure that you get out to vote that day or early vote, and we'll be telling you when the early voting will start in the days before it for certain. She joins us. Andrea, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. Congratulations to you running first in the first primary. I'd like to give everybody the opportunity to introduce themselves to my listening audience. So take it away.
Well, thank you for having me. Well, as you know, my name is Andrea Manuel. I'm married. I have four children. Been an educator for over 16 years. And I'm a graduate of Xavier University. I'm a lifelong resident of Jefferson Parish, and I learned Spanish in language school as a missionary in Venezuela. I was a foreign missionary for a couple of years, and I'm excited to be here. And I am a resident of Gretna, and I am so excited to have this opportunity.
So what do you see as some of the biggest challenges for District 1?
Well, one thing that is most important to me is to ensure that the entire district is seen, is heard, and is valued. And each community will receive a fair share, their fair share when I am council.
So you believe that previous council members did not see or hear or value the entirety of District 1?
Well, you've heard some of the debates and things going on. The most important thing that has been said and heard that there's unfairness in the distribution of funds. I am going to be fair. That's all I could say. I am going to hear, see, and make sure that Gretna received what they their share, Lafitte received their Crown Point, the Barataria area, Marrero, Terrytown, Harvey, and Grand Isle.
I asked the same question of Timothy Kerner when he was on last week. I mean, has anybody done a calculation to see, you know, over a period of, let's say, 10 years, what has been spent in the unincorporated areas of this district as opposed to the incorporated areas? I mean, I hear these allegations, but I'm curious whether anyone has done the due diligence to see whether or not it's true. I mean, I in my former life was a sheriff. I helped manage traffic control and the whole redevelopment, re-engineering of Terry Parkway, new lights, new streets, you know, a lot of canal work done there throughout that area of the parish and other areas. Same with Lafitte, same with Grand Isle. A lot being done down in those areas. I mean, it's more than just one pot of money that comes down in the way you divvy up that pot. I kind of think you look at things more long-term, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, this is very new to me, and I'm beginning to look, but I don't know all that information yet. I've been looking into it, but I'm not, you know, I am going to find out and look at everything. When I am privileged to all of the information as a council, then I'll be able to give a better, more informed response to that.
So you say that you want to make sure that the entire district is seen, heard, and valued. What other challenges do you think are present in District 1?
Well, there's quite a few challenges in District 1, because each community has its own dynamic and its own thing. But since I've been out, and what I can say what I am going to do, I plan to work with my colleagues and the state to address issues affecting all the constituents. We're going to secure funding for the entire district. It is super important to the community that I work with the sheriff and the police department to make sure that our neighborhoods are safer. This is the safest place in the state of Louisiana, and I will not defund the police department. The people want to stay safe. It will be really important for me to have like quarterly meetings with the sheriff and police department to discuss issues, to install crime cameras and critical needs that are in the areas according to their needs. There's just so much. We would be on the phone until tomorrow if we talked more about it. But there's lots of things that need to be done.
You talked about, you know, you've heard the debates, you've heard the allegations. Where do you stand on the Kingfish development?
Well, the most important thing to me, it's been already approved. That is prior to me, as you know. What is most important to me is making sure that the community's voice is heard, I am going to create a committee that's going to make recommendations as far as the discretionary funds. It's in development, and it's going to happen.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
So you are going to create a commission to assist you in where to best spend these discretionary funds?
Well, actually, yeah, I'm going to formulate a committee to make recommendations on how the funding should be used. Gretna, Lafitte, Crown Point, Barataria, all of the Marrero, Tarrytown, Harvey, Grand Isle, they all need a voice in how the discretionary funds are to be used. Because we have parks and recreation that needs to be looked at in different areas. We have infrastructure improvements, crime-fighting measures. There are so many things, and these people need to know where it's done and give recommendations on helping me make the decision on where they go. I just don't want to do it for them.
Right. And how much District 1 has how much money annually in discretionary funds? Do you know?
Well, each, as you know, I'm not in there yet. I'll know that. I'm not a politician. I'm just a public servant. But I do know that every year, certain amounts, it changes. So once I'm in, I will be able to be privileged to the amount of money that I can set at my discretion.
Is there a particular project in District 1 that you would, that you feel that has not been undertaken that needs to be specifically addressed?
I'm not there yet. When I get there and I receive all the information and all of the material, I will definitely be able to find ways. Now, what I have done is I've been very active in attending civic association meetings. And at those meetings, I'm finding out things that need to be addressed. And so I'm going to work on making sure that I continue what's already been started and enhance transparency. I need to, you know, foster collaborations with the local organizations and especially implement regular feedback from the citizens' concerns so I can make an effective decision.
In your attendance of these meetings, has there been any kind of consensus relative to an issue that has revealed itself?
Well, there's quite a few, but I'm not prepared to engage in those because I am on the outside looking in. And once I get in, then I can make, when I have an opportunity to make choices, I will address it according to the things that I am aware of, you know, that's on paper.
Well, the question was simply, as you're hearing this, is there consensus as to any particular issue that they all kind of feel like is important in District 1?
Well, there's the firemen, the collaboration of firehouses and things like that, but I still don't know. The brew pub is something that's been talked. But as I said, until I am in my seat, which I will, I cannot make any type of, you know, any. I will address it accordingly once I'm there. But the
is
one of the main issues.
Why should people vote for you?
The reason they should vote for me, number one, because I am not a politician. I am a public servant. And I am ready to do what it takes to make sure every community receives their fair share and that they are seen, heard, and valued. Because I am going to do, I have no axe to grind.
I hear that a lot. You know, I'm not a politician, but the day you're elected, you are.
Absolutely.
What happens? I mean, so the thing is that if you previously served in an elected position, you're not worthy of this other position. I'm not clear as to what you're trying to say.
Well, what that means is I do not have a history of a political background, a family, or a legacy. I live in the community as a citizen like everyone else that's running for this office, but I come with a fresh new view that nobody that has run against me in this office has done.
And what is that? What is that view? What is that view?
No one has a view of anything. There's no added. Let me say. How do I say it? I am going to ensure that every citizen has a fair share and a voice in the community. I'm bringing nothing to the table but myself. And it's all about them and other stuff. And this is about me and serving my constituents. That's it.
Well, I can appreciate that you want to represent the constituents that you represent. I mean, unfortunately, that position is a little bit misleading in my view, just one humble person's opinion, because you're one of seven members. And most of the issues that you will vote on will be impactful of the entire parish, not from a parochial perspective of just District 1. You know, so I hear the sound bites, but when you articulate the view, do you think there's something special about that others don't articulate the same thing?
No, I'm just going to be my authentic self. I have nothing to do but serve. That's my whole thing, and there's nothing more to it. And I'm a team player. I've been on a mission team. I'm a team player, and that's all to it. And I've always worked for the best interest of the whole, whether I was on a missionary, as a missionary, as a teacher, as a mother, as a community servant, as a volunteer with CASA. No matter what I did, it was for the whole, and I'm bringing that to the table.
You bring something unique to this council, your ability to speak Spanish. What are you hearing from the Hispanic community?
They are so excited. They are ecstatic because there's someone who they believe is going to be able to speak and understand their culture and hear their voices.
And have they actually articulated that they have been let down by previous leadership, or what are you specifically hearing?
Never. I've never had that conversation. They're just focusing on me being there
right
for them.
Final thoughts?
I am so excited that this opportunity has presented itself, and I am going to bring my best self to ensure that the entire district, as I said, I'm not trying to just, this is not just words, that they are seen, they are heard, they are valued, and I will advocate for every community, for all the people. And so I'm just asking that you give me a chance to make you proud.
Andrea Emanuel, congratulations to you, and best of luck to you as you enter the general election runoff on May 3rd, 2025. Thank you for joining us. Good luck.
Thank you. The pleasure's mine. Thank you.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.